ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम जस्ट क्विकली रिसाइट दिस वर्सेस इट वोंट टेक इन 5 मिनट्स ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः पुरुषोत्तमयोगो नाम पञ्चदशोऽध्यायः श्री भगवानुवाच ऊर्ध्वमूलमधःशाखम् अश्वत्थम् प्राहुरव्ययम् छन्दांसि यस्य पर्णानि यस्तम् वेद स वेदवित् अधश्चोर्ध्वम् प्रसृतास्तस्य शाखाः गुणप्रवृद्धा विषयप्रभादाः अधश्च मूलान्यनुसन्ततानि कर्मानुबन्धीनि मनुष्यलोके न रूपमस्येह तथोपलभ्यते नान्तो न चादिर्न च सम्प्रतिष्ठा अश्वत्थमेनम् सुविरूढमूलम् असङ्गशस्त्रेण दृढेन चित्त्वा ततः पदम् तत्परिमार्गितव्यम् यस्मिन् गतान् निवर्तन्ति भूयः तमेव शान्त्यम् पुरुषम् प्रपद्ये यतः प्रवृत्तिप्रसुता पुराणे निर्मानमोहाजितसङ्गदोषाः अध्यात्मनित्या विनिवृत्तकामाः द्वन्द्वैर्विमुक्ताः सुखदुःखसंज्ञैः गच्छन्त्यमूढाः पदमव्ययम् तत् न तद्भासयते सूर्यः न शशाङ्को न पावकः यद्गत्वा न निवर्तन्ते तद्धाम परमम् मम ममैवांशो जीवलोके जीवभूतः सनातनः मनःषष्ठानीन्द्रियाणि प्रकृतिस्थानि कर्षति शरीरम् यदवाप्नोति यच्चाप्युक्रामतीश्वरः गृहीत्वैतानि संयाति वायुर्गन्धानि वाशयात् श्रोत्रम् चक्षुस्पर्शनम् च रसनम् घ्राणमेव च अधिष्ठाय मनश्चायम् विषयानुपसेवते उत्क्रामन्तम् स्थितम् वापि भुञ्जानम् वा गुणान्वितम् विमूढानानुपश्यन्ति पश्यन्ति ज्ञानचक्षुषः यतन्तो योगिनश्चैनम् पश्यन्त्यात्मन्यवस्थितम् यतन्तोऽप्यकृतात्मानः नैनम् पश्यन्त्यचेतसः यदादित्यगतम् तेजो जगद्भासयतेऽखिलम् यच्चन्द्रमसि यच्चाग्नौ तत्तेजो विद्धि मामकम् गामा विश्य च भूतानि धारयाम्यहमोजसा पुष्णामि चौषधी सर्वाः सोमो भूत्वा रसात्मकः अहम् वैश्वानरो भूत्वा प्राणिनाम् देहमाश्रितः प्राणापानसमायुक्तः पचाम्यन्नम् चतुर्विधम् सर्वस्य चाहम् हृदि सन्निविष्टः मत्तस्मृतिर्ज्ञानमपोहनम् च वेदैश्च सर्वैरहमेव वेद्यः वेदान्तकृद्वेदविदेव चाहम् द्वाविमौ पुरुषौ लोके क्षरश्चाक्षर एव च क्षरः सर्वाणि भूतानि ऊटस्थोऽक्षर उच्यते उत्तमः पुरुषस्त्वन्यः परमात्मेत्युदाहृतः यो लोकत्रयमाविश्य बिभर्त्यव्यय ईश्वरः यस्माक्षरमतीतोऽहम् अक्षरादपि चोत्तमः अतोऽस्मि लोके वेदे च प्रथितः पुरुषोत्तमः ओके You have seen until this verse. let me remind you, the word kshara means that literally, kshara means that which perishes. Akshara means that which does not perish. Perishable and imperishable are known as kshara and akshara. But here, usually the word akshara is always aksharam brahma. Aksharam always stands for, in Shastram, imperishable reality, consciousness, atma. But please remember, in 15th chapter, I'm repeating today, in 15th chapter, Purushottama Yoga, the word kshara and akshara, both words are used only to mean matter. The object of experience. When I say object of experience, the world of objects. The world of objects means the entirety of the world of objects available for experience is what Kshara Purushaha is known as Kshara Purushaha. Why it is given the mask, why it is called in masculine gender word? Because the matter never has independent existence of its own. So whenever matter enjoys the status of being existent, matter obtaining in the form of the world of objects enjoys the status of being existent, it is inseparably with the experiencer, enjoyer, isn't it? Whenever the world of objects enjoys the status of being an existent, then what does it mean? It is available for experience, enjoyment. If it is available for experience, enjoyment means it is inseparable from what? The experiencer, enjoyer. Therefore, even though matter is, then it must be mentioned by the word neutral gender word, is looked upon as what? Ishvara. Therefore, Kshara Purushaha. Kshara Purushaha means the objective, the world of objects available for experience in the waking state also, in the dream state also. It's Kshara Purusha. Or Akshara Purusha, the unmanifest universe, the world of objects, the entire world of objects, when it remains unmanifest, undifferentiated, obtains no in causal condition, is called Akshara Purusha. So Akshara and Kshara doesn't mean anything other than the matter. Matter in unmanifest, matter obtaining in the form of an unmanifest, undifferentiated world of objects is Akshara, Akshara Purusha. And the matter in the form of experienced, the world of objects of experience, available for experience is Kshara Purushaha. And these Kshara and Akshara, the another person, Uttama Purushaha, Kshara Purushaha, Akshara Purushaha and Uttama Purushaha. Uttamaha Purushaha, Kshara Purushaha, Akshara Purushaha, Uttamaha Purushaha. Uttamaha means the best, the exalted. The exalted person, the exalted Purusha. The Purusha means, see, Purayati Sarvamiti Purushaha, Pure Ushati Iti Purushaha. The very word Purusha implies what? That which pervades everything, that which obtains in everything as the truth is Purusha. So Uttamaha Purushaha is the one who is distinct. So that which is, or the one who is distinct from both Kshara and Akshara Purusha is Uttama Purushaha. And what is that which is the Akshara Purusha? Akshara Purusha is Atma. Atma means what? All pervasive, only reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual being, implied by the term Atma, is Uttamaha Purushaha. It is, the Atma is also known as Brahma, Uttamaha Purushaha. So Uttamaha Purushaha to Anyaha is distinct. Why you have to say distinct? because who cannot physically separate Uttama Purusha from Shara Purusha or Akshara Purusha. Okay? Shara Akshara Purusha from matter. What does it mean? We say Uttama Purusha is not physically separable from Kshara Akshara Purushas means Atma is inseparable from Anatma. Consciousness is inseparable from matter. Physically, you cannot separate consciousness and matter. Physically, you cannot separate Atma from Anatma. Physically, you cannot separate Uttama Purusha from Kshara Akshara Purushas. But it is distinct. Consciousness is still distinct, not distant, non-distensible. And that's what we saw last class. And consciousness is, how can you arrive at it? Anyone can arrive at the consciousness only as the truth of I, as one's own self, as the very content of I, as one's own swarupa. That's why we say, ultimately, what is the essential nature of every individual being? What is every individual essentially? Even though every individual is not just the consciousness alone, every individual is a composition of what? Composite of the gross physical body, an abode of enjoyment, and there are physiological functions. There's a layer of personality. The grossest layer of personality, physical body, which is abode of enjoyment. Then subtle layer of personality, physiological layer of personality, which is five physiological functions, which you can only understand the functions, you cannot see them through physical eyes. That's why they all come under the category of sukshma shayam, subtle body. Then you have psychological layer of personality. Then we have manaha. Then we have indriyani, mind and sense organs. Then you have intellect. Then we have buddhi, manaha buddhi. And you have also ahankara. All this constitute sukshma. And so this, the surupa of the individual. So individual human being is a composite of so many factors. But what is the essential reality? What is the individual, the every individual being, a living being and a non-living thing, everything can be reduced to one substance that is called consciousness. So nothing can be, consciousness cannot be reduced to anything else. Okay? Consciousness cannot be reduced to anything else. Everything is reduced to one thing, is consciousness. What is the essential nature of individual? The pure consciousness. And consciousness is how many? One secondless consciousness. There's a second consciousness. Consciousness is one. The only reality. It's a non-dual, secondless. We have seen, because this matter doesn't have independent existence. It is not physically separable. Therefore, it's always mithya. You resolve matter as consciousness. For consciousness is one indivisible, partless whole. Therefore, the only reality obtaining as the reality of all beings. But only for a human being, it is available for recognition. Even though consciousness is the only truth of all beings, everything in the world, who is the one who is capable of recognizing it? Claiming it as one's own essential nature. Who is capable of claiming it? Claiming the consciousness as one's own swarupam? Only human being. The human being alone is blessed with this knowledge of self-existence. Therefore, he knows he is. I know I am. Therefore, Shastram comes and tells us, hey, you know you are, but you do not know what you are. And you do not know that you do not know what you are. But you are eligible to know what you are because you know you are. Isn't it? No other being, even though consciousness is the only truth of any animal or a cat or a dog or a monkey or an elephant or any being, including all the matter. What is the truth of the matter? Consciousness. So what is the truth of even the only truth of the entire material objective world is nothing but consciousness. But who is that, who is capable of knowing it? Only a human being. The human being who has this amazing, the beautiful manifestation of knowledge, obtaining in him of thought in terms of I am. Before this person can understand what is this I, knowledge of knowledge, it is there in waking state, it is not there in deep sleep state. In fact, when this I sense is not there, it is deep sleep state. The I sense is there, it is waking state. Which means I sense comes and goes. I sense comes and goes. Like wave comes and goes, I sense comes and goes. Okay? I sense comes and goes. If without the I sense, there cannot be this sense. There must be I sense. Only then this sense is possible. What I mean is, I am. This knowledge must be there. Only then this world is possible. Isn't it? Can you ever know the existence of the world without knowing your own existence? Think about it. Can you ever know the existence of the world without knowing your own existence? No. No way. If you do not know you are, the world will remain as good as non-existent. You cannot know the world is. You must be there, first of all, to know the world exists. For you to be there, you must know you are. Isn't it? That's why you are, therefore the world is. Without you, the world will disappear. They say the world will disappear, all relationships, all possessions, all positions, everything will collapse if you are not there. Therefore, you know you are. And that's why the Shastram teaches us how, where does this I, okay? When the I sense comes, everything comes. I goes, everything goes. Naan ponal ellam pogum. I goes, everything goes. I comes, everything comes. What I? The first person singular pronoun, I. Isn't it? Which alone every one of us consciously use to refer to our own selves. Which means this I sense like wave comes and goes. I sense also comes and goes. I comes, the whole jagat comes into existence. I resolves, the whole jagat also disappears. Therefore, if you discover what this I is, the entire world is as good as known. The world becomes as good as what this universe is essentially. Not in detail. Essentially what this universe is, you can understand. Why? If I comes, the world exists. If I goes, world also disappears. Therefore, the world is dependent on the existence of I. This is only if I is. Therefore, where does the I come from? Where does the I exist? Where does the I resolve? If you discover, you will see this I will resolve in consciousness. How wave resolves in the water. You can see the wave being non-different from water. You can understand I is non-different from consciousness. So, water is not the wave, but definitely wave is nothing but water. Similarly, consciousness is not the I. Consciousness is not anything. Consciousness is not the I sense also. But I is nothing but consciousness. I am consciousness. I am awareness. Where can you lose yourself? You should not lose yourself anywhere else. You must, are supposed to lose yourself only here. And this losing yourself is a cognitive, isn't it? Cognitively you have to resolve your individuality. So you can say consciousness. Why? Because the I sense goes and comes. And the I sense, when the I sense comes, the presence of I sense is known. The absence of I sense also is known. I sense comes and goes. So what is that which knows the presence of the I sense? What is that which knows the absence of the I sense? In deep sleep state, there's no I sense. What happened to I sense? I sense is resolved. It has resolved. All thoughts are resolved. So I sense also is resolved. In waking, I sense comes, it is waking state. Which means, who is the one who knows? That knower of the presence of I sense, the knower of that which knows the presence of I sense and the absence of I sense in deep sleep state, is given the knower qualification. Okay? That which knows the presence of I sense in the waking state, that which knows the absence of I sense in the deep sleep state, is given the qualification of the knower. And what is that which enjoys that status of being the knower of the presence of I sense and the absence of I sense is, if you analyze, formless, abstract, subtlest, okay, consciousness, which alone is beyond everything and beyond which there's nothing else. Beyond consciousness, there's nothing else. What is there? I want to go beyond this. I want to really explore to arrive at something beyond awareness. You cannot go any beyond anywhere other than consciousness. You have to stop. Okay? You go, what is beyond, what is beyond, what is beyond? You have to come and see. You cannot go any further beyond consciousness. That is why in the Taittiriya Upanishad, the mind itself is likened to a cave. Mind is like a cave. And in the mind, so many thoughts pertaining to the world of objects are there. There's so many thoughts in terms of emotions and everything. And you negate all the thoughts. Where is, what is this? Na? What is ahankara? You remove everything. Oh, this is memory. This thought belongs to memory aspect. This thought is intellect. This thought is mind. Everything, your mind, intellect and memory. And finally, what is it? One thought without which no other thought is possible. That is, you have to, what is it? One man, I sense, I thought. And I thought means I cognition. I cognition means there's a manifestation of consciousness in the I thought. So I sense. So I sense. And once you know that, you have to stop there. You cannot go beyond I sense. That is why I sense is said to be the dead end of the mind. It's not dead end. There's nothing beyond. I sense is beyond all the thoughts. I sense, obtaining him of a thought, is beyond all other cognitions, all other vrittis, thoughts. And what is beyond I sense? You have to say what? What is beyond the wave? What is beyond I sense? Formless, abstract reality. Formless reality. Enjoying the qualification of the knower, the witness. Sakshi, manasaha sakshi. What is the witness? What is the witnessing? The presence and absence of thoughts. The functional, passive and active conditions of the mind. What is it, sakshi? What is that witness? What is the knower? Who is the knower? The knower has, there's no knower other than awareness, consciousness. So consciousness is not the knower. But the knower is just the qualification given to consciousness from the standpoint of the known states of mind. The consciousness is what? Purusha Uttamaha. Okay, consciousness is Purusha Uttamaha. Why? All Purushas are different. Okay, and all of them Uttamaha, the exalted being, the absolute being, reality obtaining in all beings, but available for recognition only for a human being in human mind alone, not anywhere else. And a human being alone can arrive at this consciousness, Purushottama, as what? Not as an object, as the content of the subject. Expinover, I, the content of very I. And the Purushottamaha is what? Imperishable, indestructible, one, secondless, non-dual, all pervasive. So that's what we saw. We have to see next verse today. Yasmat kshramati toham aksharadapi chottamaha atosmi loke vedecha prathitav purushottamaha. Now, Bhagavan says here, aham aksharad apicha uttamaha. Aham aksharam atitaha. Ksharam atitaha. Ksharam atitaha means what? I am the purushottama. I am the purushottama of the nature of pure consciousness, pure awareness, distinct from ksharam, the matter attaining in the form of objective universe, aware, manifest universe, available for experience. Then I am the pure awareness, pure consciousness, distinct from even aksharam, aksharadapicha uttamaha. I am distinct from, I am consciousness, distinct from even the aksharam, the unmanifest matter, obtaining in the form of causal universe. So aham ksharam atitaha, aham aksharadapi atitaha. Aksharadapi uttamaha, which means I, the consciousness, am, I am the Ishvara, the consciousness, beyond the matter in any form, manifest form or unmanifest form. There's nothing beyond me. Is it clear now? Nothing beyond the conscious. I am beyond everything. Aksharatapi uttamaha, ksharam atitaha. Therefore, that is the reason, ataha, therefore, aham prathitaha. Bhagavan is prathitaha. Bhagavan is highly glorified, adored, well known as the most exalted being. There is nothing beyond Bhagavan in Swarupam, in the realm of consciousness. Ataha prathitaha, where loke prathitaha, vedecha prathitaha. I am highly glorified, very well known in the world as well as in the Veda Shastra. Vede aham prathitaha, loke aham prathitaha, as what? Purushottamaha, as the most exalted being. Purushottamaha. What is this? There's nothing beyond consciousness. That is a fact. And so what do you want to claim yourself to be? So the teaching is not that you want to say Ahamatma and all those things. What do you want to claim yourself to be? If you do the philosophical postmortem of an individual human being, okay? Medical postmortem is different. Philosophical postmortem of an individual human being. You have to see this physical body to understand what this body is all about. Born of food, sustained by food, and it is going to be get disintegrated and become one with the elements, again becomes food for other plants. The physical body. And it keeps on going. When it is blessed with consciousness, it has the capacity to undergo changes. And then beyond this, what is the physical body? What is beyond physical body? Physiological functions. If those functions stop, the body becomes dead. Isn't it? That's why you can see the momentum. Even people who are about to die, until the last breath, breath will be there. Where is the momentum? The physiological functions stop, body is, the doctor can declare, it's dead. And physiological functions, how long they can function, how long the functions can go on and on and on. Once the mind leaves, the physiological functions will stop. The mind leaves, okay, when the mind leaves, all sense powers leave along with the mind. Powers of organs of action leave along with the mind. Okay, karmendriyani, gyanendriyani, manaha, 11 aspects together leave. We saw somewhere else. Okay, vayur gandhaniva ashayat. Just as the wind takes only this fragrance of flowers, leaving the flowers behind. Okay, when the wind blows, if you have jasmine plant near your house, you will know. The wind blows, the wind will bring you, only not only jasmine, in your kitchen, suppose the asphodel smell comes, or anything you do, it comes. What happened? The gandha, vayuhu, gandhan, ashayat, nayati. Okay? The wind carries only the fragrance, leaves the asphodel in the kitchen itself. But the smell, it brings you to anywhere, wherever you go. So from the wind brings the fragrance of flowers. Similarly, when the mind goes, mind takes only the subtle powers, these powers of perception and powers of organs of actions. All 10 indriyani goes with the mind. The subtlest mind leaves. So departure of mind along with the 10 aspects is called what? Death of the physical body. When the mind, the 15 aspects leave, all 5 physiological functions will stop, because no more the consciousness, sentiency is no more lent to the body. Atma does not leave. The pure consciousness does not leave, cannot leave. Why? It cannot move. Why? It's all pervasive. But what moves is the manifesting medium, the mind. The mind leaves, manifestation also will disappear. You take the mirror away, your reflection goes. Similarly, then that's all finished. So which part of it is you? It's all matter. What does not come, does not go. What is always there is what? The consciousness. So you have no choice. As an intelligent man, human being, you can claim consciousness, the that which is the beyond everything, the beyond which nothing else is there. Ati sharam atitaha, akshadapi atitaha. Uttama. That consciousness alone you have to claim as your own self, your essential nature, your truth of I. So akshradapi, therefore prathitaha, purushottamaha. Vede lokecham purushottamaha iti prathitaha. Who is the exalted being? Now let us see the next verse. The new verse, today's verse, I'm coming back. Yo mamevamasam modhaha janati purushottamam. Yo mamevamasam modhaha janati purushottamam. Sasarvavit bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. Yo mamevamasam modhaha janati purushottamam sasarvavit bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. Yo mamevamasam modhaha janati purushottamam sasarvavit bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. So Bhagavan says, now Bhagavan in the previous verse made very clear who is Purushottamaha. What is that which is said to be Purushottama? So that which is beyond, distinct from Akshara Purusha and Akshara Purusha, the matter in manifest, unmanifest form, nothing but what is distinct from matter is the consciousness. Implied by the term Atma, the truth, Surup of the individual, Surup of everything, is the Akshara, Uttamaha Purushaha. Now Krishna says, Yaha Purushottamam Mam Janati. Yaha Mam Purushottamam Janati. Whoever knows me, the exalted being, Purushottama, obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, available for recognition, the content of I, the knower experiencer. The only that which is distinct from the entirety of the matter in manifest, unmanifest form. Okay, I am the exalted being, consciousness. Means Ishvara Swarup means consciousness. Ishvara says what? The Ishvara Swarup means consciousness. And the consciousness is what? Is the very content of every individual being. Yaha Mam Purushottamam Janati. Whoever knows, discovers, distinguishes, and clearly, doubtlessly understands me, the exalted being. Yaha Mam Purushottamam Janati. How does he know? Asam Mudaha. Mudaha means deluded. Mudaha means deluded. Sammudaha, totally deluded. Asammudaha means undeluded. Okay, asammudaha, undeluded. So the person who is undeluded, who has the discriminative understanding of satyam and mithya, what is real and what is as though, what is Uttamaha Purushaha, who is Uttamaha Purushaha, and what is Kshara Akshara Purushas? What is consciousness and what is matter? What is real? What is as though real? So the person who is no more deluded, undeluded means the person who is not deluded anymore, who does not mistake the Kshara Purusha or Akshara Purusha, the matter in any form to be the reality. The person who does not mistake the body, mind, and complex for the self, who does not mistake the material aspect as the self. Because in ignorance, he mistakes the matter for consciousness. Whereas this person who's discovered the self, who does not mistake the body, mind, and complex anymore for the self, who sees the consciousness being distinct, and he recognizes the consciousness as a very essential nature of the self. So, yaha mam janati, yaha asammodaha mam janati. The person who is undeluded, who is no more deluded, who does not physically separate, but cognitively, intellectually, who discerns consciousness from the matter. So asammoda, who has the discriminative understanding of consciousness and matter, and who at the same time sees matter as mithya, consciousness as the only reality of the mithya matter. Yaha asammodaha mam purushottamam janati. Whoever understands Bhagavan, Ishwaraha. Who is Bhagavan? Where is Bhagavan? Where is Ishwara? There is no Lord, there is no God, there is no Ishvara other than consciousness. Okay, there is no Bhagavan other than consciousness. So, the Purushottama, the exalted being, Yaha Mam Asam, Yaha Asammodaha Mam Purushottamam Janati, that person is a Jnani. He is said to be Sarvavid. He is said to be Sarvajnaha. Don't get confused, okay? In Mundaka class, I said, Jnani is only Sarvajnaha. Jnani is not known as Sarvavidya, is told in Mundaka class. Okay? And Sachin is ready to ask the question of, Why Harvit is coming here? But Jnani in this verse is said to be Sarvavit. Sarvavit means what? Sarvajna. He is all-knowing person. He is omniscient. What does it mean? Omniscient means not like Ishvara. Yesterday only I told you this. What is the difference between Sarvajna and Sarvavit? In Mundaka Upanishad, Sarvajna, Sarvavit means, okay, one who has the knowledge of, one who has Paravidya is Sarvajna. One who is the source of Aparavidya also is Sarvavit. Aparavidya means knowledge of all the details of everything in the world. Knowledge of all details pertaining to the matter and the material forms, names and functions is Aparavidya. So Bhagavan is the all-knowing with reference to the Aparavidya and also Paravidya. So Bhagavan is both Sarvajna and Sarvavit. Whereas the individual being is, human being is only a Sarvajna, I said. Now, instead of Sarvajna, here the word Sarvavit is used. Sarvavit means he is, because knowing the essential, the truth of everything is as good as knowing everything else. Why? Everything else is mithya. Mithya you not know. There's no mithya. Mithya has no substance. Mithya is, doesn't have a substantiality of its own. Mithya is not a substance. Therefore, Saha Sarvavit, whoever understands me, the Sarvajna Purushottama, any confusion, any who has a discriminative understanding, who is not deluded anymore, that person is Sarvavit, Saha Sarvavit. Means Sarvajna. Here Sarvavit should be taken as Sarvajna. Mam Sarva Bhavena Bhajati. Saha Sarvavit, that person, that all-knowing person. Sarvavit means all-knowing person. Because knowing the truth is as truth of the whole is as good as knowing the whole. Is it clear now? Knowing the truth of the whole is as good as knowing the whole. Then the whole becomes known as it were. The truth of the whole is known, the whole becomes known as it were. You have Sarvavit. That Sarvavit, that person, the knower of everything, Sarva Bhavena Mam Bhajati. Bhajati means, literally, it means he worships me. Sarva Bhavena means, Sarva Bhavena means as everything. He attains me, he understands me. One meaning is Saha Mam Bhajati means he understands me as the one in the room of everything. Sarva Bhavena Mam Bhajati. He understands me as the one in the room of everything. Otherwise, simple meaning is what? He worships me as the whole and the form of everything. He worships me with his entire attention. Wholeheartedly he worships me. Sarva Bhavena Mam Bhajati. Wholeheartedly he worships me. He worships me as everything. He attains me as everything. He sees me. He attains me. He understands me as everything. So this is the literal meaning of the verse. So what Bhagavan says here is that most of the people in the world, most of the people or the entire humanity is born ignorant. Natural being born ignorant of the self, not whoever is born in the world is born ignorant. So if people, even intelligent people, brilliant people, poor is born here, they're all ignorant people, self-ignorant people. So being ignorant of the self, helplessly mistake the body, mind, sense complex for the self. So mistaking is called what? Adhyasa. So ajnanam is natural, adhyasa is also natural. So with reference to this one problem, the entire humanity sails in the same boat. Which means they mistake they have identity with the body, mind, sense complex means they are material people. What does it mean? Materialistic means what? Because they mistake the matter for the self, consciousness. They do not know that there is consciousness, and which is the truth of the self. And they mistake this matter, inert material, body, mind, sense complex for the self. Therefore, they take Kshara-purushaha, in waking state, they take Kshara-purushaha as the self. In deep sleep state, they think, they identify themselves with the Akshara-purushaha, unmanifest body also. But waking up from sleep, they say this. And only a jnani who objectifies, who is capable of objectifying the matter in any form, is able to claim the consciousness is distinct from the matter, known as Uttama Purusha in this chapter, which is Uttama Purusha is nothing but attributeless, formless, subtlest, abstract, pure consciousness. Otherwise said to be Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Nirgunam Brahma. Nirguna Atma. So he is not deluded. He is Asammodaha. Asammodaha means he has Vivekaha. He means he has discriminative understand. So who is the person who can ignore Kshara Purusha or Akshara Purusha, matter in any form as an object? And who is the one who is capable of claiming the consciousness as the truth of I? Is Uttama Purusha as, who is the one who can take Uttama Purusha as the self? Only a person who would have lived a life of Karma Yoga, would have lived a clean life, who would have become mentally refined, thereby who is endowed with the fourfold qualifications, who has Vivekaha, who has Vairagyam, who has, Shama Shatka Sampattihi, and who has Tivra Mukshutvam, who knows the value of knowledge, and who knows the value of Moksha, who is committed to the pursuit of Moksha, and such a highly qualified person, who is mentally refined also, that person alone can distinguish Uttama Purusha from Kshara Purusha and Akshara Purusha and claim Uttama Purusha as the self. Such a person, Yaha, he alone is said to be Sarvavidhi, all knowing. Because by discovering the reality, Atma, the Brahman, everything else in the world becomes known as it were. You can reduce everything into two. All that is here is nothing but two, consciousness and matter. Thereafter, reduce the two into one. Matter is consciousness. Consciousness is not the matter. Why? Because matter has no independent existence. So reduce the multiplicity, plurality into two, duality. The knower and the known, or you can say consciousness and matter. Then reduce the matter, resolve the matter in consciousness, and finally say what is only secondless, non-dual reality, consciousness. So that there is such a person who claims the consciousness as the self, for him, everything else is known as it were. So, see, Sarvavit. and he is sarva bhavena, he sarva bhavena bhajati. So even before the attainment of jnanam, he was worshipping Bhagavan, is bowing to Bhagavan. Now after the attainment of jnanam, what happens? His worship culminates in the worship and prayer. Everything culminates in the vision of the reality, Krishnavadi Purushottama. And even after having discovered Purushottama as a self also, still he worships, means now he sees Bhagavan in the form of everything. Or is nothing other than Bhagavan. He sarva bhavena mam bhajati means he worships me as the whole. He worships me as the one in the form of everything. Which means for him, he does not see the self or the world being non-different from Bhagavan, the whole. Seeing one's own self and the world being non-different from Bhagavan is seeing Bhagavan as everything. Sarva bhavena bhajati. So he appreciates this fact of Bhagavan being the whole. So Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada, in his commentary, he says, okay, attainment of knowledge of Purushottama, or seeing the Purushottama, the consciousness as the self itself, is what? The most exalted form of worship. Attaining the knowledge of Bhagavan, attaining in the form of the self itself, is what? The most exalted form of worship. Knowledge is the worship. It doesn't, even worship means it involves lot of offering, karma, etc. But the most exalted form of worship is attaining the knowledge of the self. Understanding the fact of Bhagavan being the whole. Purushottama. Which means, in the wake of the knowledge of the self, one can see what? There is nothing other than Purushottamaha Bhagavan. And which means that I am non-different from Bhagavan. Therefore, there's nothing other than I, the consciousness. There's nothing other than consciousness. Which means the person's identity is with the consciousness. Therefore, the all-pervasive, abstract, subtlest, formless, pure consciousness, the Atma Chaitanyam, is Purushottama, and I am that Purushottama, the consciousness. In which alone the body, mind, sense complex enjoys existence. The entire objective world also enjoys its existence. So, which means initially, as an Ajnani, he would have seen the consciousness as something obtaining within oneself. First of all, he says, I am the body, mind, sense complex, and consciousness is in me. But later on, I am consciousness in which the entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, exists. What a difference in perspective. And this is what is said to be sarva bhavena mam bhajati, means this person wise appreciates the fact of everything being the self, the consciousness implied by the term Purushottama. So sarva bhavena bhajati means he worships, he appreciates the fact of Bhagavan being the whole and the self being non-different from Bhagavan. He appreciates the fact of the self in terms of consciousness, the Purushottama being the whole. And this is what is said to be seeing the oneness, seeing the non-duality, seeing the secondlessness of consciousness being the whole. Seeing, the appreciating the fact of secondlessness, oneness, non-duality of consciousness is said to be sarva bhavena bhajati. Sarva bhavena means seeing the non-duality of the reality, the consciousness. Advaita darshanam. In fact, sarva bhavena mam bhajati means what? This person worships Bhagavan as the whole. He sees the self being non-different from Bhagavan. He sees the self being the whole. So advaita darshanam, advaita bhava is said to be sarva bhava. Sarva bhavena mam bhajati means he appreciates the fact of the self being the only secondless non-dual reality, the whole. Is it clear? Yeah, concluding verse. Iti guhyatamam shastram idamuktam mayanagha. Iti guhyatamam shastram idamuktam mayanagha. Iti guhyatamam shastram idamuktam mayanagha. Yetad buddhva buddhiman syat. Yetad buddhva buddhiman syat. Krita krityascha bharata. Iti guhyatamam shastram idamuktam mayanagha. Yetad buddhva buddhiman syat. Krita krityascha bharata. Iti guhyatamam shastram idamuktam mayanagha. Yetad buddhva buddhiman syat. Krita krityascha bharata. So sarva bhavena bhajanam, worshipping the Lord as the whole, means seeing one's own self being non-different from Bhagavan, thereby seeing Bhagavan as the whole, everything but seeing one's own self, obtaining them of consciousness, the Purushottama as the whole. This is the culmination of worship. The most exalted form of worship is having the vision of non-duality of the reality, the self. Non-duality of the self. Now, Bhagavan concludes in this 20th verse. Bhagavan says, Bhagavan addresses Arjuna as anagha. Iti guhyatamam shastram idam uktam maya anagha. Anagha, agha means papam, sin. Anagha means sinless. Agaha yasya nasti saha anagaha. He anagha means he paparahitaha. Paparahita means, O Arjuna, you who are free from sins, you are absolutely sinless. Okay? See, our Shastram looks at the individual, and the Shastram addresses the individual. No, Shastram leaves aside all the matter aspect of your body, your mind, your sense organs, your buddhi, your capacity, everything. Just Shastram addresses you, the very core being, the Purushottama. Consciousness is absolutely free from sins. and you are essentially consciousness. You have no choice. If you analyze, you have to choicelessly claim consciousness as your nature, yourself. Where can wave resolve other than water? So where can I resolve other than consciousness? Then from the standpoint of consciousness, if you see, consciousness is free from all punya papams. Therefore, this is how our shastra looks at the individual. Oh, sinner, the many cultures, they address people as sinners. But our culture is completely different. Oh, sinless, hey, anagha, hey, papani rahita, rahit, papa rahita. Hey, anagha, oh, sinless, Arjuna. He says, idam guhyatamam shastram maya uktam. Idam guhyatamam shastram maya uktam. Idam shastram. This shastram. I do not want to translate the word shastram. Even though I sometimes use the word scripture. But today I want to do my justice. I should not translate this word into any other language. Why? There is no equivalent word for shastram. Scripture is not an equivalent word, really speaking. Scripture means something somebody has thought and said. Shastram is a timeless. No, timeless. Text revealing the fact. Timeless fact. Timeless source of knowledge. Timeless means of knowledge revealing the timeless fact. Is shastra. So idam shastram, this shastra means what? This teaching, okay? This teaching, the timeless teaching of timeless wisdom, okay? Shastram, maya proktam, has been taught. This timeless shastram has been taught by me. Idam shastram he anaga, idam shastram maya proktam. And which shastram? Guhyatamam. Guhyam means that which is kept hidden is guhyam, secret. Guhyataram, great secret, greater secret. Guhyatamam, superlative degree. Guhyatamam, the greatest secret. Guhyam, guhyataram, guhyatamam. There is no greater secret than yourself. You know, you search and search and search and search for yourself everywhere, always through all your pursuits. What you are searching for is yourself, because you are essentially consciousness. And your consciousness is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness, happiness. And what you're always searching for is happiness, which is your own surupam, which means you're searching for yourself. And that's why, what is the greatest secret than you? What is hidden? Yourself. That's why there's no greater secret than yourself. There's no greater secret than this teaching of your own nature. Idam shastram, guhyatamam shastram. This greatest secret, this teaching revealing the greatest secret of your own nature. Idam guhyatamam shastram, maya proktam, has been taught this greatest secret in terms of the teaching of your own nature. Teaching of the essential nature of the whole cosmos, obtaining as your own surupam, has been taught by me. Idam guhyatamam shastram maya proktam. Okay, now he says, etat buddhva. Etat buddhva. Having understood this teaching, this greatest secret, the teaching, the obtaining in him of the greatest secret. As your own self. Do you think there's any secret other than you? There's no greater secret than yourself, your own nature. Idam Buddha, having understood this teaching, which is the greatest secret, understanding this teaching, Idam Buddha, having understood this, Buddhiman Syat, having understood this teaching, which has been taught by me to you today, Arjuna, Buddhiman Syat, may one become intelligent. One become wise. There's no other way. There's no way of becoming wise, wiser, wisest, other than discovering this teaching, one of the greatest secret, revealing your own nature. Which is your nature, which is the nature of the whole jagat. Idam buddhva buddhiman syat. Having understood this teaching which has been given by me to you, Arjuna, may one become intelligent, may one become wise. Becoming wise means what? Becoming wise means not becoming mature. Becoming mature means what? Becoming mature means understanding all the facts. Thereby what? Being able to accept all the facts as facts. If you accept, understand all the facts, accept all the facts as facts, then what is there? You will not be afflicted by anything. You will be absolutely free from all pains and miseries and sufferings. Nothing will shake you. Then you will always be reveling in the vision of your own nature of happiness. There will not be grief afterwards. Therefore, idam buddhva buddhiman syat, may one become wise by understanding this teaching, which is the greatest secret. Thereby, krita krityascha syat. Not only one becomes wise by understanding this teaching, becoming wise, I told you already what it means by saying becoming wise. Not wise, okay? Wise. Krita krityascha syat. Krita krityaha means kritam krityam yena saha krita krityaha. Krita krityaha means he becomes the absolute accomplisher of everything. He becomes the ultimate achiever of everything. Krita krityaha means one does not need to achieve anything else. One does not need to accomplish anything else. One does not need to know anything else. Everything becomes accomplished as it were. There's no greater accomplishment. There's no greater achievement. There's no greater success than discovering the truth of the whole, obtaining as one's own self. Because it is only in this discovery, all human problems will resolve for good. There's no way otherwise. It looks very easy, but it takes assimilation is important. For assimilation, understanding is important, isn't it? That is why krita krityaha bhava syat means may one become the absolute accomplisher, achiever of everything. May one become krita krityaha. May one become buddhiman. May one become krita krityaha. How can one become krita krityaha? How can one become buddhiman? Only by understanding this fact. Teaching. And what is this teaching? The teaching. Okay, the teaching, which is a timeless teaching, the timeless fact. Krita krityascha bhavati. Iti guhyatamam shastram idamuktam mayanagha yetat buddhva buddhiman syat krita krityascha bharata. So I told you many times before, the word shastra means what? Shasanat trayate iti shastram. Shasti, second conjugation verb. Shasti means governs. Trayate protects. Shasanam, governance, governing. Shasanat trayate iti shastram. So that which protects every individual being who by governing one's way of life is shastram. So if you surrender yourself to shastram, definitely you are on the safe track. Okay? You are in the safe hands. Because repeatedly shastram will emphasize you the value of dharma. So you, however you are, the difficulty you have in managing your emotions, you will slowly, 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 you will have the commitment to dharma. And repeated listening will definitely, doubtlessly will bless you with a clear vision of what is and what is as though. Therefore, shastram. So, here, the teaching is, the teaching given, the shastram means what has been taught by Bhagavan in this 15th chapter pertaining to, all about Uttamaha Purushaha, the most exalted being, absolute reality which is beyond, which is distinct from Kshara Purusha and Uttama Purusha, Kshara Purusha and Uttama Purusha, otherwise said to be the matter in all forms. And that Purushottama Purusha is what now is said to be Brahma, is said to be Atma, Purushottamaha, Uttamaha Purushaha, Brahma, Ratma, etc. Therefore, Purushottama Jnanam is Brahma Jnanam. Uttama Purushasya Jnanam is Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. The knowledge of Purushottama, knowledge of the self, knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma, and this knowledge of the reality, Purushottama, is the Guhyatamam, the greatest secret. And it cannot be easily attained because it is not about an object. Attaining a knowledge of anything in the world, you can go to different places, different professors, different universities, and you can attain knowledge of anything pertaining to the material world. But to attain the knowledge of the truth of the knower, nowhere you can go to. It is only Shastram can give you this jnanam, because it's all about you. Therefore, this has been given. And by attaining this knowledge, one becomes free from all, first of all, doership, free from enjarship, thereby one becomes all punya papams, one becomes parabdha sanchitagami karmas, therefore he becomes anagaha. So Bhagavan addresses already Arjuna as what? He anaga. A person who is free from, relatively free from punya papams alone, is eligible to attain this jnanam. And Arjuna is already a prepared minded. So Bhagavan calls him also as anaga. And by attaining this knowledge, repeatedly dwelling upon this teaching, having all the doubts resolved, again further repeatedly dwelling upon the clear teaching, one can have the entire knowledge ascertained, assimilated by constantly doing the nididhyasam, by constantly dwelling upon this fact that I, the self, am the most exalted being, uttamaha purushaha ahamasmi, aham brahma asmi, aham atma asmi, aham uttamaha purushaha asmi. I, the self, am the pure consciousness implied by the term uttamaha purushaha, distinct from the kshara and akshara purushas. And there's no kshara purusha, akshara purusha other than me, without me. Therefore, I, the akshara purusha, am the whole. By constantly dwelling up, understanding this fact, assimilating this fact, ascertaining this fact, one can become what? Buddhiman syat. One can become absolutely wise. Not only that, therefore one can become krita krityaha. One can become the person of accomplishment. With this, the 15th chapter is over. Iti guhyatamam shastram idamuktam mayanagha yetat buddhva buddhiman syat krita krityascha bharata. Om harihi om tat sat iti shrimat bhagavad gita su upanishat su brahma vidyayam yoga shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Purushottama Yogo Nama Panchadashodhyayah. We'll begin 16th chapter next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.